Hello.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am. My name is Jay. We're just calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. We would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you registered to vote in the state of Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. And when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else? What do you consider yourself?
A Democrat.
Thank you, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Arbett and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local office like state legislature. Now, the question is, will you definitely vote on this Democratic primary? Probably?
Yes.
Oh, okay, definitely?
Yes.
Correct? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Now, next, please, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organization. And if you don't recognize the name, you let me know so we can move on, okay? Here's the first one. Clay Jenkins, favorable or unfavorable? What's your opinion?
I don't know him.
Okay. How about Ron Kirk? Have you heard of him?
Favorable.
Favorable. Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Very favorable. Okay, thank you. And how about Jasmine Simon? Favorable or unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. How about Colin Arbett? Favorable or unfavorable?
Very.
Very?
Very.
And how about Ms. Victoria Neve Criado?
Favorable? I don't know her.
Don't know. Okay. Roland Gutierrez? Favorable or unfavorable?
Don't know.
Don't know. Okay. And Planned Parenthood, the organization, do you have an opinion about them?
Yes. Very favorable.
Okay. Very favorable. And Nathan Johnson? Favorable or unfavorable?
Don't know.
Okay. And Elizabeth Ginsburg, favorable or unfavorable?
Don't know.
Okay. And Joe Biden, favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, in a Democratic primary for Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you have to choose today? Just for the sake of research.
Jasmine.
Ms. Simon.
Yes.
Okay. And which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Okay. Is it the abortion issue, the Texas laws, criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms? Or is it the issue of guns, insensible gun sales laws requiring red flag mental background checks, and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons? Or the issue of education? Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teachers' pay. All the issues, restrictions on voting, election denial, and threats to democracy, or local control. The state Republicans preempting local laws and growth control, zoning, and work rights. If you have to pick one, what will be the issue that you want the Democratic candidate?
I couldn't pick one. I'm for all those.
Why no? They're all important.
That's why I vote Democratic.
I understand, ma'am.
Yes.
But just for the sake of the research, so we can move on, can you pick one? I know they're all important, ma'am. But, you know, it's just for the sake of the research. Is there abortion, guns, education?
Okay, abortion.
Abortion, okay. And what will be the second one? Guns, education, voting rights, local
guns.
Control? Guns, okay. Thank you.
Guns.
Now, in general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of Texas State House do you prefer? One who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running strong and well-funded campaign to emphasize Democratic values, but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message, or one with the most liberal position on issues who has a long history of progressive activism and the local Democratic Party? Which one would you prefer, the first one or the second one?
Probably the first one.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on. Next, ma'am, please read each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for the Texas State House, which is Jasmine Simon. Leads you to definitely vote for her? Probably.
I don't know. This is going to be short. You said that this isn't short.
Yeah, we're almost done, ma'am.
How much more polling do you have?
We have like two more minutes, so I can use the ones you already gave me. Okay, I will speed it up for you. Now, the next one is, says, judgment will work to pass common sense gun reforms, like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expand the mental health background checks. Would that statement will make you definitely vote for her, probably, or knowing?
Yes. Yes.
Definitely?
Yes.
Okay. In Austin, adjustment will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local communities. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republican extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures, even when a woman's life is in danger. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Definitely.
Okay. And Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work in giving others a shot of living the American dream. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
And Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Same question? Same answer? Definitely?
Yes.
Probably? Okay, thank you. And adjustment will be a strong voice in Austin to address that neglected fentanyl epidemic.
Okay, yep. Move on.
Right, ma'am.
Tired of talking about Jasmine.
Well, we're going to talk about Ms. Ginsburg in the next one, okay? But I'm required to read, but
I don't know her. I can't answer her. I don't know her.
Okay. But the next one says, Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms, with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek path to legal immigration. Would that make you definitely vote for her? Probably, or no impact?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And Dallas County Judge Clayne Jenkins endorsed Jasmine Simon because she's the fighter who brought her in November. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Definitely.
Okay, and Jasmine and her husband have raised their children in the Park Cities. Well, that's the
okay, go on. I'm tired of talking about Jasmine. I'm going to hang up.
Okay, goodbye, man. Thank you for your time.
Bye.